First, my good people, I wish to ask you to pray for our beloved Bishop McKenna and ask God to bless him in thanksgiving for his taking the time and the effort for the ordinations and the confirmations. I also ask your prayers for everyone who was confirmed last Sunday and for our two new subdeacons. Father Abbott calls them scrub deacons, and that's almost what I said. That's what they used to call them at St. Bernard's. Also, several weeks ago, a very generous benefactor donated several reprints of the Marian Missal, or the Father Lassonde's Missal. We have been given another generous donation for those who were unfortunate to get a copy last time, again for a donation of $10. And I ask you for prayers for this most generous patron. I will have them after Mass. I was hoping to have catechism class, but because Father Abbott is not feeling well and he won't be able to come out, I will have class next Sunday, hopefully. Father Abbott's okay, as this, his back is bothering him extra much today. Please pray for him and please pray for us. I also want to thank everyone for your generosity and your goodness and your love and your prayers over this Christmas holiday season. Thank you all, and may God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Today's epistle, I strongly suggest that when you all get home, you sit down and reread it slowly and carefully. Whether we like it or not, Lent is right around the corner. With the renewed fasting and prayers and mortifications and penances. But instead of making Lenten resolutions, instead, I strongly urge that each one of us take today's epistle as a sort of roadmap for this coming Lent, and take it point by point, and let us examine ourselves by it during this coming Lenten season. And let us not judge our neighbors according to it. Let us forget about our neighbors. Let us concentrate solely and exclusively on ourselves. On me, myself, and I, alone. I dare say that if we are faithful to this epistle alone and work with all our hearts and souls to accomplish all these virtues and conquer all these vices, these few that are mentioned in this epistle, I dare say we would very shortly all be saints. We have so little left today to look forward to. All we look around and see everything that's going to hell, even our own families in most cases, unfortunately. As hard as we try, and yet, we mustn't give up hope, because as long as I am here, as long as each one of you is here, wherever you are, striving to follow the words of our Lord and to become another Christ, to live this epistle, We have the hope that God, that Christ, that the Holy Ghost, all three persons, will not let us fall. He does not demand perfection. He demands our constant striving after perfection, our constant striving to love without pretense, our constant striving to hate what is evil, our constant striving to hold to what is good, our constant striving to love one another with fraternal charity, even though we may have the inclination to hate his or her guts for whatever reason. My good people, love is something that is sadly missing in today's world. Nobody really knows how to love anymore. It's been bred out. It's been dissipated. It's been watered down. True love, as we have said before, doesn't count the cost to oneself. One who truly loves will tackle the lessons in this epistle without worrying about how much it's going to cost himself or herself. No, the lover, the true lover, is going to tackle each one of these points because he or she loves and wants to give the beloved, who is God himself, the best. It doesn't matter what the beloved does with the lover's gifts. The lover is not concerned with that. The lover is only concerned in giving his or her heart to the beloved to do with whatever he wants. My good people, I beg you, I urge you to meditate long and hard on that four-letter word, love. That is the only thing that is going to conquer all the hate, all the evil, all the devilishness, all the Satanism, all the immorality, all the immodesty, all the anti-God, everything that is evil in the world is conquerable only through love. Our love of God, a love that drives us to empty ourselves into his arms, that he can do with us whatever he wants, all the while knowing that he will take care of us. May God bless us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.